what's it like to pore over the details of other people's sexual fantasies, relationship difficulties, and dating dilemmas with your mum? That's what Benjamin Law does with his mother, Jenny Pang. They're the resident agony aunts for the magazine The Lifted Brow. This is a brave publication that's been letting these two loose on questions sent in by readers, often with brutally funny results, and that have now been collected into a book called Law School. Ben, it has to be said that a fair few of these exchanges are X-rated. So what is it like to regularly have candid conversations about sex with your mum?
I acknowledge that on paper, it sounds like the most bizarre thing possible, right? I imagine that a lot of people out there can't even really comfortably have conversations about sex and relationships with their mum or their parents. And here I am doing it regularly in public for a magazine. But when it comes to mum and I, we've probably got a unique relationship in that when I go back through my childhood memories, I don't even remember a point or a moment where we needed to have the birds and bees conversation. So to give some context,
why it was always talked about,
it was just frank. I mean, it wasn't like a point of obsession or anything, but we just always knew how things worked. And because mum's the mother of five kids, and because she's one of seven kids herself, when you're surrounded by that many people, when you've had that many people, you know, when you've given birth to that many people, there are very few mysteries left. So our conversations about that stuff were really, really frank. And also we grew up with a lot of SBS, being a Chinese Australian household.
So all those movies.
All those movies. Remember when SBS for a while was just synonymous with like art house smutty European films? And when there were some really interesting frank or bizarre ones on, instead of shooing us out of the living room, mum would say, "Kids, there's something interesting going on. You should look at this." And of course, us being very curious teenagers, we'd be like, "Wow, that's incredible." So looking back, I think we had quite a unique relationship and dynamic that many other people don't necessarily have.
Well, now, Jenny, you were born in Malaysia, also lived in Hong Kong. Did your family, your parents, talk about sex, about, you know, where babies come from and stuff?
No, not a word. My mum, I regret it so much. I never asked her anything about this, about childbirth. How's your first night? Like, I don't think she have any sex knowledge at all. She always told me whenever she bump into like pregnant women, she's so scared, like, oh, she have no idea how the baby got into her. And then now, and then end up she have seven babies. Yeah, my mum's generation,
so she figured
those
it out
poor
eventually.
Women. Yeah, just like you have with a man, then you get pregnant and they have no idea what's going on. And with me, not a word from my parent. My brother took me to a movie called Right to be Born. Then only the first time I found out, like, oh my god, from down there, that hole.
So was there a sex scene in it or something, mum?
That's how you learned the
facts.
No,
it's an educational movie. It's an educational movie.
I see.
The Right to be Born, how the baby was
where babies come from.
Yes, yeah, The Right to be Born. And then, wow, the whole, like, the screen, like, how the vagina came up from the vagina, the baby.
Sounds traumatizing.
Well, Ben, pondering the differences between your upbringing and your mother's, does this mean the two of you have quite different responses to the problems that people send in to you to get your advice on?
I think so. Well, obviously, we're from different generations. So that's first up. Mum's, I think, technically part of the boomer generation. I'm on the older end of the millennial / Y generation. But of course, that difference in age is amplified by a difference in culture. So mum grew up Chinese Malaysian in an era where, as she was saying, you know, sex wasn't really talked about that frankly. I think, mum, you were telling me that it was your sister, Dai Ma, my auntie, who basically told you the basics of like man and woman lie together and that's how a baby's born. And
oh, so, the Yima in Australia. Yima in Australia.
Oh, because right. The
she's
other
4
auntie.
Years older than me. Growing up in Malaysia, so we just squat and have pee on the... We have a wet kitchen in Malaysia. So we pee together. And then when she had period, I said, what is that thing? Why is blood from there? And then that's how she told me about the period thing. But she didn't tell me anything about childbirth or sex. She didn't go into detail. She just says when two people have sex, they both have to go naked. and full stop.
Right.
Yes.
And growing up, I never asked questions. I'm the opposite now. I ask everything. As you ask questions, you know more.
So when you come from that kind of upbringing compared to mine, because, you know, mum had all of her five kids, including myself, in Australia, which is more open. I mean, I got sex education quite young at school as well, which is all the reproductive stuff that I already knew. But also there are other things as well. Like, for instance, you know, I grew up in a generation that started to place less emphasis on marriage, for instance, whereas mum growing up was all about no sex before marriage. She's changed her mind now. She's got a different attitude now, but
yeah there, before it's no ring, no ding.
no ring, no sex.
Ding means sex. No ring, no ding. Now it's like try before you buy.
Jenny, I'm fascinated, given your background, where you're saying that, you know, there wasn't much information about sex or discussion with it. You're very frank now.
I think it's very important, like, especially growing up, like, children growing up, like, that's your private part. Actually, vagina and penis is in the dictionary. It's a proper word. All parents should tell their children, like, nobody can touch your private part to start with. Yes, and it's very important so you don't get sexually abused.
You so, mum, do you feel like kind of you're having the conversations through lifted brow and with the kids that you wish you had when you were growing up?
Yeah, of course. Definitely, of course.
Ben, in this column collected in this book, some of the questions are so out there. I wonder if you and Jenny make them up. Do you?
We definitely don't make them up. We get sent to them by the lifted brow. And I think even in the introduction, when mum and I were providing a prologue to the book, an introduction, essentially, mum and I kind of asked each other, do you ever wonder if some of these questions are made up? And now I've had it from the lifted brow that sometimes some of the questions, the bulk of the questions, are from the public. So they're taking them in good faith. And then some of the questions are submitted by the interns at the magazine, but the interns are also submitting them in good faith as well. So it really is up to us to decide, well, do we want to answer that question or not? But in some cases, even some of the outrageous ones do reflect some of the conversations I've had with friends in the past. So I know that they're within a ballpark of truth.
Well, also, I suppose, you know, does it matter if people do send in made up problems? You know, I wonder if part of the appeal of these sorts of columns is that you do wonder if it's all just a fabrication for everyone's amusement. But also, as you say, we'll often reflect, you know, a general question out there.
Well, for those of us who haven't necessarily found ourselves in these situations, whether it's to do with sex or relationships, we are often asked, you know, as columnists, to put ourselves in their shoes. I haven't necessarily been in this situation where you're asking about polyamory or your mum coming around to stay while you've got your new opposite sex partner in the room or something like that. I'm not in that situation, but what I'm doing is an exercise of empathy, and hopefully that's what the readership is doing as well. You know, there are multitudes of problems and questions that we get, some of which are quite harrowing, some of which are just plainly bizarre and hilarious. But we take our responsibility mildly seriously, Amanda, to make sure that every question is answered to the best of our abilities, even though we're deeply professionally unqualified.
This is Life Matters with Benjamin Law and his mother, Jenny Pang, who for 6 years have been the agony aunts in a column for the Lifted Brow magazine, now collected in a book called Law School. That's also the name of their advice column. Ben, just talking a bit more about your relationship with your mum. You came out when you were 17, I think. What was it like telling your mother you were gay? What was her immediate reaction?
So I grew up in Queensland, and in that state, we tend to graduate earlier than the rest of the country. So at 17, I just finished high school, and I knew that I was gay for a really long time, but I hadn't told anyone except my best friend, Rebecca. And that was a really scary exercise. Keep in mind that in Australia, Queensland was the last mainland Australian state to decriminalise homosexuality as well. So I didn't grow up knowing an openly gay person. My family definitely didn't know any openly gay people either. So I didn't really have a frame of reference in terms of how my mum would react. And when I came to telling her, I was so scared that I couldn't get the words out. Mum was forced into some terrible guessing game in terms of what was wrong. What did you guess first, Mum? That like I'd gotten...
Oh, you got like Rebecca pregnant?
Yeah,
you
she
no.
Yeah, cold. Cold.
You're on drugs? Yeah. Ben's on drugs? Are you on drugs? I said, and then I said, oh, you must be gay. What else?
And then she said, oh, there's nothing wrong with being gay. It just means that something went wrong in the womb. That's all. Which I guess in her, it sounds terrible now that she's basically implying that I'm deformed. But in at that stage and in her vocabulary and her experience as well, she was basically saying, well, it's just a variation in nature and it's not your fault. So Mum was really accepting of me from the very first instance. And I guess subliminally as well, I must have known that because Mum was so frank and open-minded, even though she's more conservative than me when it comes to sex and relationships, she does keep an open mind. And because of that, there must have been a part of me that knew she would be okay. And now, of course, you know, she continues to be one of the most staunchest supporters of me, my partner, our relationship, and of LGBTIQ rights.
Well, Jenny, has being partners in the law school with your son, doing this advice column with him, made your relationship even closer and your discussions perhaps even more frank?
Yes, definitely. Definitely I get to know, get to know Ben more. But from very young age or even from toddlerhood, Ben's like very fond of me, very close to me.
And you clearly have a lovely relationship together.
What's our phone calls give you now, Mum? Because like when I'm in Sydney and Mum's in Brisbane, so we call each other to do our columns. Well, do you enjoy that process, Mum?
I really enjoy it because like I miss Ben so much, and yes, and yeah, I really enjoy it. Like really enjoy it 200%.
Jenny, is there though anything off limits for you and Ben to talk about? Will you talk through any question that people send you?
Yeah, anything. Nothing is off limits. Like, I'm 63, so I've been through a life. I have 3 deaths in my family, my parent and a baby brother that died tragically. So I've been through a life. So nothing shocked me, nothing like off limits.
Interesting because, Mum, when I talk to you, it's just like that's the reason you say why you're open-minded. But, of course, a lot of people in your generation are more close-minded and conservative because of their age.
True. I think some people until the day they die, they still never change. They're the same. Every culture have good and bad thing. So I put like blend in like the good Asian culture, the good Australian culture, put in the blender.
It's called hybrid vigor, I think. Ben, can I just ask you, when you were younger, did you read any of those sorts of agony aunt columns and get helpful advice yourself from them?
Couldn't get enough, Amanda. So my I'm the middle of 5 kids, so I had 2 older siblings, and my older sister Candy would have all those teen magazines, some of which don't exist anymore, but like Dolly and Girlfriend, Cleo Cosmo later when she was older as well. And those were rich reservoirs of information, kind of taking care of a lot of the sex education gaps that weren't ticked off by school. Dolly Doctor especially was really, really terrific for all of us growing up in just answering in a frank, non-judgmental way.
Even for a gay boy?
Even for a gay boy. Well, it means that I know the female anatomy inside out without any actual practical experience because, you know, those were a lot of the questions that came through to Dolly Doctor. So I loved that stuff. And then growing up later, really enjoyed and still enjoy the advice columns of Dan Savage, the American columnist as well, who actually we were so stoked because he's one of the guest columnists in the book that we included. And then even now, people like Cheryl Strayed. I love when people sit down, take on people's problems, put themselves in their shoes and just exercise that empathy muscle as much as they can. If I were in your situation, this is what I'd do. If you were my friend, this is what I'd tell you.
Yes, I mean, advice columns are a long-standing tradition, but I do wonder why people still write in to agony aunts. I mean, and in your case, asking really quite unqualified people to help them out.
Well, we were just saying that one of the questions, Mum, that you and I get quite a bit is about communication. It's people who are wondering, how can I possibly tell my partner this? How can I possibly come out to my family and tell them something about my identity that they might not necessarily be comfortable with? And there is a kind of security and comfort in telling complete strangers this sort of stuff. I think that's why a lot of us feel comfortable with therapists and counselors. These are not people, these are not relationships in which we have high stakes, so therefore we can tell them more, knowing that it's going to be confidential. Of course, law school is a very different prospect because it's quite public. But, you know, people, I think for us, in our case, want to get advice from two very, very distinct personalities and perspectives.
All right. So what then is the appeal for you of doing this column, doing it with your mother?
Well, one, I just think it's hilarious. I mean, the questions always make me laugh. Some make me very, very sad as well. Yeah. But the second thing is, it's great to just pick up the phone with my mum and we'll speak very frankly in a mix of Cantonese and English, and then I'll transcribe
Chinglish.
And then I'll transcribe everything in English and create a condensed response for mum. But sometimes in that process as well, I'll say to mum, oh, well, what if you were in that situation? What advice would you give yourself? Or what if one of us was in that situation? And then she teases it out even more. And I love kind of, you know, getting to know my mum better in that way too. And it's kind of satisfying that my mum, who spent her entire life, well, most of her life, raising five kids full time, you don't really get a public platform to engage with the rest of the world necessarily when you've got that much responsibility on your hands. So in order to, you know, give her this public platform to make her a known quantity, because so much of my career is about or inspired by my mum, has been a really satisfying thing for me too.
Thank you, darling. Benji, Benji boy.
I'm building up those credit points.
Jenny Pang and Benjamin Law are mother and son, but together they're agony aunts for the Lifted Brow magazine. And a selection of their columns is collected now in a book called Law School. Jenny and Ben, thank you so much for joining us here in Life Matters.
Thanks so much, Amanda.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Love, love, bye.
Love you. Okay, thanks
love
for coming
you,
out.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Lovely. And Amanda Smith with you with a Life Matters summer edition that's themed around sex.